The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. Are you preparing for the challenges that lie ahead for our nation and this world? And for you individually, your family, your neighbors? We have had it so good and easy for many years in the United States where we haven't really wanted for our necessities of life, and most haven't even lacked luxuries of life. But will this lifestyle exist forever? Have you ever wondered what it will be like in a few months or a few years down the road for our nation? Or for you as an individual? Well, if you haven't, you just may need to, because there is a big change coming and has already begun, and it will affect your life. For many years now, it seems that we have had the attitude that we don't have time for God and true and pure religion in our life, because our wants and needs have been at our fingertips. We have, and still do, trust in the dollar and our military and other forms of security. The easy dollar to borrow, the low interest rate, the booming real estate and housing market that has kept the economic boom going. But many are predicting a real estate and a housing bust, which has already begun to show signs that it may be in the beginning stage right now. And many economists are predicting a recession in 2007, because if the housing market does bust, which we hope it doesn't, but if it does, many jobs will be lost, for it will affect many sectors of the economy. And then when we add the fact as to how we are bogged down in Iraq and Afghanistan, that is bleeding the economy as well as our security against terror at home, and with the threat of inflation and the weakening of the dollar and our huge personal, corporate, and national debt, plus the huge trade deficit, and all the other domestic problems we have, such as crime of all kinds, divorce, welfare, illegal aliens that come in and many times demand their rights, and the interest on our huge national debt is and will in the future take its toll on our lifestyle. It looks like this big bubble that we have been living under is going to burst in the near future. And the Bible predicts many other problems on the horizon for our nation and the other English-speaking nations. Yes, the House of Israel, the United States, and the British people. The Bible also tells us what to do to prepare for these tough times, and we can't stop them as an individual. But if this whole nation would repent wholeheartedly and begin to obey God, God would begin to turn things around. He would pour out His blessing and guidance, and you would begin to hear some good news about our nation. God says He is with those that are with Him, and He means that on a national and an international or personal level. Notice what God had to say to King Asa. King Asa was a king of Judah back 600-700 B.C., and here's what God had to say to the whole nation of Judah and Benjamin. And God is the same today and will do for you or our nation or for you as an individual just as He did 3,000 years ago for that nation. Notice in 2 Chronicles 15, beginning in verse 1. That's 2 Chronicles 15, beginning in verse 1. Now the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Oded, and he went out to meet Asa, and said to him, "Hear me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while you are with Him." Notice this, my friends. God says, "I am with you while you are with me." Yes, the Lord is with you while you are with Him. Now, you might want to ask yourself, are you with God today? You might want to ask yourself, is our nation with God today? God goes on to say, He says, if you seek Him, He will be found by you, but if you forsake Him, He will forsake you. Now, have we forsaken God as a nation? Have you forsaken God as an individual? Meaning, are you willing to obey God, or are you unwilling to obey God? Now, if you're willing to obey God and you're striving to do so, then you're with God, and God says and makes you the promise that He will be with you. Now, where do you think our nation stands today? Do we as a nation, do we obey God? Do we obey His law? Do we live by His law? Do we let His law be a light and a lamp unto our feet and a guide to our path, as David said that they were? That isn't too hard to figure out, is it? And God says, if you forsake Him, He will forsake you. Now, is God with our nation today? Are we having many, many, many problems today? Do you think we'd have all of these problems if we were with God and God was with us? Goes on here in verse 3, for a long time Israel has been without the true God, without a teaching priest and without law. Now notice, this is speaking about ancient Israel and the house of Judah here as well, both of them. For a long time, Israel has been without the true God. We're the modern descendants of Israel now. Now, have we been without the true God? God said here, Israel has been without the true God. He didn't say that they had been without a God, without pagan gods. As a matter of fact, the context on later here proves that they did have plenty of pagan gods. For a long time, Israel has been without the true God, without a teaching priest and without law. Well, are we without true ministers today that's teaching God's law? We need to ask ourselves some of these questions, and we need to answer them. Don't we say that the law was nailed to the cross, and that you don't have to obey the law today? Well, it doesn't sound like that that's going to help you be with God if you have that type of an attitude and mindset. As a matter of fact, it won't. Verse 4, but when in their trouble they turned to the Lord God of Israel and sought them, He was found by them. Yes, if you know the history of Judah and Israel as nations, once God brought them over into the promised land, you know, time after time after time, they got themselves in trouble, and then they would repent and turn to God wholeheartedly, at least for a little while, and God always delivered them up to a certain point, up to a certain time. But when in their trouble they turned to the Lord God of Israel and sought them, He was found by them. Yes, if you turn to God and you seek God wholeheartedly, God makes you the promise that you will find Him. And in those times, there was no peace to the one who went out, nor to the one who came in, but great turmoil was on all the inhabitants of the land. Does that sound like our nation today? Are we living in great turmoil? Are you happy? Are you contented when you go out or when you come in? Do things go right for you, my friends? This ought to tell us something, and we ought to open our ears and open our minds and listen and take heed. So nation was destroyed by nation and city by nation, for God troubled them with every adversity. Now notice what he goes on and tells King Asa here, a man that had decided and dedicated himself to seek God and to obey God. Verse 7. But you be strong, and do not let your hand be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. Yes, God says, if you're obeying me, you continue to do that, and you become stronger and stronger in that. You stand up for what is right, no matter how everything else is going around you, no matter what others are doing. You go on and you be strong in serving me. This is what he was telling King Asa and the whole nation of Judah and Benjamin here. Verse 8. And when Asa heard these words and the prophecy of Oded the prophet, he took courage and removed the abominable idols from all the land of Judah and Benjamin and from the cities which he had taken in the mountains of Ephraim. And he restored the altar of the Lord that was before the vestibule of the Lord. Yes, King Asa and the nation of Judah and Benjamin here meant business. They were having a spiritual revival here, and that's exactly what took place, was a spiritual revival. But you notice it said he removed the idols. They had idol gods, and they were idolatrous people at that time. Are we today? Do we worship the true God? We need to ask ourselves these things, my friends, and we need to think about these things, and we need to study and prove whether we are with God or whether we aren't with God, whether we're serving God or whether we're serving idols today. Verse 9, then he gathered all Judah and Benjamin and those who sojourned with them from Ephraim, Manasseh, and Simeon, for they came over to him in great numbers from Israel when they saw that the Lord his God was with him. Yes, indeed, when they saw that God was with him, some people wanted a spiritual revival. And I believe that people in the United States would want that today, too. At least I hope they would. So they gathered together at Jerusalem in the third month in the 15th year of the reign of Asa. And they offered to the Lord at that time 700 bulls and 7,000 sheep from the spoil which they had bought. And if you know the previous chapter, chapter 14 of this same book here, they had won a great victory over the Ethiopian army, an army that had outnumbered them 2-1. So they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul. Notice, they entered into a covenant. They made an agreement with God that they were going to change their life and they were going to seek the true God and serve the true God. And verse 13, "And whoever would not seek the Lord God of Israel was to be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman." They meant business here. They were in trouble, and they wanted God to deliver them, and they wanted to be with God. They saw and knew and understood that that was the only way that they were going to make it. Then they took an oath before the Lord with a loud voice, with shouting and trumpets and ram's horn. And all Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with all their heart and sought him with all their soul. And he was found by them, and the Lord gave them rest all around. Well, I see my time is running out on me here, but we'll go on with this in our next live program. But in the meantime, if you would like to understand more about what the future holds and what the future holds for you, request our free booklet, Predestination, Does the Bible Teach It? Is your ultimate fate decided for you in advance? You may have wondered if your fate has already been decided for you in advance and that you have no say-so in your future. Well, if you've wondered about these things, my friends, then request our free booklet, Predestination, Does the Bible Teach It? Just by calling us at 1-800-611-8080. That's 1-800-611-8080.
This program and the free literature we offer is made possible by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day and the Churches of God Outreach Ministries. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764. Again, that address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.